all that.
Yeah. This meeting is being recorded.
But it's always good to see you, Derek. I mean, I'm so glad you're on these emails and we're now, you know, on the same committee. So it's great to work together again.
Great. Yeah. It's good to see you. Do you have any people that we're expecting to be out of the meeting today? Do any of you guys know?
I don't think so.
Right, not David? To my knowledge. Yeah, no.
Okay. Laura Thomas. Hi, Laura.
Hey there.
And we're actually at quorum now. So I would say maybe if you want to give it one more minute, I'm not sure where David is. David Jordan.
We're
at quorum, so we can start. But I would say give it one more minute.
Okay, that's fair. So let's make it 3:05 just to give it a stamp. And as I was saying before, like this is a pretty light agenda. So unless something really big comes up, I suspect that we'll finish fairly early. All right, let's get started. It's 3:05. And I think we're just waiting for Steve Sapano and Dave Jordan, perhaps.
I think Steven Spano's on vacation or out of the office this week. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So, okay. Whatever
It'll
we get to this report. Yeah. All right. And let's start with introductions. Hello, everyone. My name is Derek Mapp. I'm the co-chair of this meeting, which is the Community Engagement Subcommittee of the HIV Planning Council. Let's throw it over to Laura.
Laura Thomas, council member. I'll pass it to Richard.
Richard Sullivan, council member. David.
Yeah, David Jordan. Oh, sorry. There's three of us now.
Right.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, there's three of us.
Do we go by last names?
I definitely go by my last name.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. So let's start there. Crown, would you like to connect?
Yeah. So I'm Crown. I'm council staff.
Gonzalez?
David Gonzalez, council member.
If there's something else you would rather be called, David Gonzalez, let us know. And
just don't call me Dave. That's the only one I have. Aside from that, I'm fine.
Okay. Jordan. Dave Jordan.
David Jordan, council staff.
Excellent. And Kira.
Kira, council staff.
Manuel.
Hi, everyone. Manuel Vasquez. I'm a new council member. And then I also am the HIV Housing Programs Manager with the Mayor's Office of Housing.
Excellent. Thank you, everyone. So I don't know who has the minutes from the last meeting, but if you could throw that up for review, that'll be really great. Hi, Kira, thank you. So if we could go through the minutes, were there anything from the minutes that folks may have seen that needed updating or corrections?
I think that just said September. Is that correct?
Yeah, that should be October.
Oops, sorry, give me one sec.
Thank you for that catch, Richard.
Sorry, I wanted to double check if those were September minutes.
So the date might actually need changed if they're both September dates.
Actually, can we do agenda first while I grab those minutes?
Okay. Could you throw up the agenda for today? This is the agenda for this meeting, November 2nd. I think we were supposed to do that first anyway, right? Sorry about that. Does anyone see anything they would like to add to this agenda? It's fairly light anyway. Hearing and not seeing anything, I will take that as an assent that the minutes for today are okay. Thanks, Kira. Were you able to locate the October minutes?
Give me one more second.
Okay. Good Jesus.
Sorry, folks. I'm working off two computers. So I had to go back and forth.
Oh, wonderful. So anything from last minute's meeting that people feel needs changed or modified? Not seeing anything, not hearing anything. I will take that as assent that these minutes are good for folks. Thanks a lot, Kira. Any announcements? Does anyone have any announcements? One, okay. What about public comments? Any public comments? Not that we have public here. All right, the HCAP report doesn't sound like it's gonna happen because Mr. Spano is on vacation and we really didn't get a report.
I feel like he sent us the report. Did it get sent out to everyone?
Yes, it was attached in the notice.
Okay. Oh. Sorry, Kira, don't send it out in the notice. It needs to be kept moderately confidential. I can check in about that, and David also, around how that should be handled in the future. My bad. growing pains, everyone. We're just trying to, everyone's trying to transition into new responsibilities here. But yeah, so everyone should have the report. We can bring it up if you and screen share it if you'd like to look it over and discuss it at all. Otherwise, we can just wait. Usually what we do in situations like this is we just sort of double up with Stephen the following month.
I feel like with Stephen not here, it makes more sense to wait, because if we have questions, we won't be able to get answers. So probably better to wait until next time.
Indeed. So, and that'll also be January. So it'll be actually probably 3 months worth of reports in January.
So that might be a full month in the meeting. Manuel, you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, just because I'm a new member of the council and I'm also determining which subcommittee I should join, I just wanted to kind of maybe ask for an overview of what this group kind of does, because looking at the agenda and hearing from Stephen Spano, it sounds like we get report backs and specifically, I guess, hopefully positive stories, but also concerns, complaints, things of that nature. And then we as a group, I'm guessing what we just discuss it and advocate in a way.
So, there is an orientation training coming up for both Manuel and Pedro, and all of this stuff will be covered in detail then. But the short answer is Stephen Spano is the HIV consumer advocacy advocate. It's the HCAP stands for advocacy program. His role is to advocate for any consumers who are accessing Ryan White Part A funded services, although oftentimes the things that he engages in are sort of often slightly adjacent to that as well. A lot of those programs are not fully Ryan White Part A funded, so there are some aspects that are or are not. Because of his role with ALRP, he also does a lot of other referral services. So he just gives us that. So that fund, that program is wholly funded by Ryan White Part A through ALRP. They hold that contract, but that position is a program that was actually developed by the former Care Council. His role in essence is 100% reportable to this committee. This committee is essentially as far as, you know, his boss at ALRP is his boss, but you guys are also his boss in some ways. The idea is just that to give us one more opportunity to see what's happening with the world of services and the sort of care continuum in general, and where we might be seeing challenges. The other piece of this committee, often two more pieces of this committee, is to oversee the council's community engagement activities. Oftentimes that is most commonly seen as the needs assessment and COLA activities, which is community outreach and listening. And those are sort of run through this committee from start to finish. So targets are chosen by this committee, this committee gets regular updates on what the progress of those and what the sort of work product of those programs are. Third is that this committee oversees any sort of outreach and engagement with other policy bodies. So that's another aspect of sort of community engagement. In the past, all sort of outreach to other policy bodies has kind of gone through here, and we've done a lot of conversation around how to reinforce that and make that more robust in the future. So that's sort of the purview of this committee in general.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Talking about any other questions or comments that people might have? So we will move forward with the idea that when Stephen comes back, we'll get a fuller, very full update on his activities. Talking about needs assessment and COLAs, that is the next piece up.
All right. Well, there's not much to report back. As we previously mentioned, there has been kind of a struggle to get participants for our needs assessment. That has kind of slowed down. We were hoping to get a focus group in the past few weeks, but we weren't able to solidify anything. So we most likely will not be able to come back with the presentation in November as we had originally planned. But we're still working at it, so yeah.
So as the folks who are sort of in charge of the direction that we move, at this point, it would be helpful to get a sense of what your preferences might be. So we still have some leads. We just have had a lot of difficulty getting folks to follow through with recruitment of consumers. And, you know, reasonably, like, I understand why folks are reticent to spend time that they do not have sending consumers our way, given, you know, all of the challenges that we're facing right now. But it still is sort of, I'm still kind of, I continue to be frustrated with the lack of response. And part of it is, you know, a thing that we talk about real consistently, both on the council in general, and is an aspect of the needs assessment report packs pretty consistently, is high turnover among service providers. The amount of turnover that has happened in the last 2.5 years is just astounding. The amount of people who I had previously worked with and could reach out to and rely upon to collaborate with, who are just not there anymore. And that has made sort of the outreach aspect of this especially challenging. Couple that with my transition into the director role and Kira's transition into the manager role, and taking the lead on needs assessment and community engagement aspects in general. It's just been sort of a little bit of a, it's been additionally challenging. Sorry, Manuel, give me a moment to read your question. So we cannot reach out. As
well, it might be worthwhile taking a step back and just sort of review needs assessment, what it is, COLAs, what it is, and exactly the sort of questions that Manuel are asking and what we're looking at currently, for instance, that might be a
good sure idea. I mean, I could do that, but given that Manuel has a full orientation training where all that's going to be covered next week, that might not be the best use of everyone else's time. I can answer your question, though. We cannot generally go through medical providers because of HIPAA. So that is one of the challenges, is that for the needs assessment, because it is a HRSA requirement, it is federally mandated that we engage in a needs assessment annually. And that piece, though we are a merged council that is concerned with both HIV positive folks and people at risk for HIV, the needs assessment, because it is a HRSA requirement, must be focused on HIV positive populations. And so because it would be very helpful if we could go through medical providers, because they are the ones who are sort of generally most readily sort of identifiably working with HIV positive folks. But because of HIPAA, that is proven challenging and reasonably. Like we've looked to find sort of workarounds, and it's never really consistently been functional for us. Generally, we work with other folks who are working in support, other support services, case management, financial support, psychosocial support groups often are a good place for us to focus our time. And so going back to how consumers are identified, I mean, it's self-report. We are generally reliant on collaborative partners, service providers to provide us with referrals. Previously, we would do this often by working with providers who had drop-in hours, and they would just let their clients know that we were going to be available on site during drop-in hours, and people could opt in. And generally, that was, we had more than we could handle. You know, there were days where I was interviewing 15 people in a morning, and I had a line down the block at places like Lutheran Social Services. Those days are not happening because people are not going to drop in. Places A are not having drop-in services the way they had previously, although some of those are coming back. But clients are also not coming to drop-in services. For instance, you know, our home base is at Shanti, and Shanti has, in years past, had a very robust drop-in hours. And Kira and I were there for 3 weeks in a row looking to recruit from their drop-in. And what did we get? Like 4 or 5, something like that? That's wild. Like in previous years, I would have expected to do, you know, 5 or 6 per day, without really even trying to recruit. So clearly we are having to sort of reassess our strategies around that. Hopefully that answers your question.
So remind us again, though, what are the populations that we're looking at for this current needs assessment? So
currently we are focusing on HIV positive, transgender people in general. No subgroups. We have done transgender in the past, but it was more specifically focused on Latinas, or specifically focused through COLAs with a specific service provider. This is not that. The last time we did a transgender needs assessment was before my time, so almost a decade ago. It felt like it was a time. And this is clearly a population that we owe a lot of due diligence to. When we think about sort of populations that have distinct challenges and are, you know, often most vulnerable, this is high up on that list. And I'd hate to give it short shrift because of limited resources or time. That said, you know, I you know, still struggle to figure out effective recruiting strategies.
Oh, yeah. Fourth floor at 730 Polk, that's off limits because of HIPAA, parameters?
It is challenging to work with them because of HIPAA. That is specifically what I was just talking about. So we actually did attempt to collaborate with them, and we just didn't get any referrals. What we did was did a thing that I really avoid trying to do because it often causes more chaos than it gets functional referrals. But we handed out flyers upstairs. We gave flyers to the service providers upstairs, let them know when we are going to be available downstairs in the Shanti office for drop-in interviews, and we're there in the given time, made ourselves available, and nobody showed up. Whether that was they were not effective in their recruitment, and you know, oftentimes they don't. Service providers don't right now seem like they are motivated to really sort of engage in that kind of recruitment. And the other big one was that we had had lots of conversations with Ella, and they kind of just dropped the ball and ceased communicating. I don't know, Kira, do you want to outline what's going on there? Maybe if we have any sort of update since last you and I talked about it.
Yeah, so I've just been trying to circle back and get some follow through. But yeah, you know, to my extent, I feel like I've done everything I can to kind of open the lines of communication with them. I've circled back multiple times, but I, you know, after a certain point, they just stopped responding, you know, when it was time to kind of solidify a focus group, which is what we were kind of excited about because we were going to be doing in-person interviews. And that they seemed very interested and they were really willing to kind of solidify something. But when it came down to it, there was just nothing. So, yeah.
So I guess the question I have for the committee is, how would you like us to proceed? We still have a mandate to complete a needs assessment. We need to get something done. I'm still optimistic that we can make something work with Ella. We're trying to track back with, oftentimes how this goes is we get referred through a direct service provider, then they bounce us up to a manager and then a director level, and then it gets bounced back down and then kind of disappears in sort of internal communications within agencies. That's just par for the course. That's how it's always been. In years past, I could literally just get on the bus, go to their office, knock on their door and say, hi, this is who I am. This is my face. I'm right here talking to you. Can we hash this out right now in person? When sort of email and phone communications failed, which it often does. But people are much more reticent to sort of string you along when you're sitting in their office. That's not an option right now. People aren't not in their offices. That said, I'm still willing to sort of put in the work, and I think Kira is as well, to make something happen. The question is, what does our timeline look like? Because clearly it's not happening this month. We're not meeting in December, likely. Should we aim for January? And you know, or do you have other thoughts? Looks like Richard has thoughts.
Yeah, so along the lines of what you were just saying, when is the time limit? You're saying we're mandated to do one within a year. Is that, does that run out in January? Do you have enough time to put something together, basically?
It's flexible. They are not. Generally, HRSA is pretty forgiving, especially with the... We are not alone in this. This is how things are going outreach-wise in a lot of jurisdictions. And as long as we are working to ameliorate the issue, HRSA is generally pretty understanding. So I wouldn't worry too much around HRSA's timelines as long as we are making good faith effort to sort of accomplish the task. Generally, we're not going to get reprimanded too thoroughly.
For me, I would be comfortable if you've put in a lot of work with this, you and Kira, and if you were confident in going for, if you wanted to stay with this, I would be comfortable backing that.
You know what, I have to say, like, I think I would support something like that as well. Like, as you were just talking about, the transgender community is one that we haven't done in quite a while as a general group. And it is a major vulnerable population, even in San Francisco. I just put in that I was just looking at the calendar because I thought I had heard about this prior, but Trans Life is having their social support group on the 9th that's coming up. And so I'm wondering if getting in contact with those guys might help produce some numbers or perhaps even a group of folks. Potentially.
So do you know if they're meeting in person or if they're meeting via Zoom?
Good question. I thought they were meeting in person now.
Do you have a good contact with the facilitator of that group? Because I have reached out to, and you know, I'm looking at the rest of the suggestions. I have reached out to the Center of Excellence and St. James. My next step was actually to maybe see if I could get Beth to put a little bit of pressure on the Center of Excellence there. That sometimes is helpful, although sometimes we're courting resentment, having HHS sort of do our, you know, talking for us. I hate to resort to that, but sometimes that's necessary. But if you have a good contact with TransLife, send it to Kira. Send it to both of us. And right. I don't know if the 9th is necessarily within our time frame because we also have that training on the 9th, I believe.
So I know it's from 2 to 4 on the 9th. They also will. It's a reoccurring event, so the next one is on the 23rd. But that's something that you can discuss with them, of course.
Sure. The 23rd is the day before Thanksgiving, I think.
Well, yeah. But still.
Yes. I will not be available.
And they have December dates as well.
That might be a better option for us, to be honest. But we can follow up with them. Laura put the contact in the chat. So. Yeah. We can
Bella would be excellent.
Great.
And so would Jam, actually.
Yeah, and let me know if you don't get anywhere with Jam or Bella, but both of them are responsive, should be pretty responsive and get back to you about that.
Great. I mean, like I said, I think that we are both willing to, especially in December when we have a little bit of downtime where we could more fully devote. Also, I'm guessing clients would love to have an extra $25 right before Christmas. So is it sounding like maybe you would like us to push on through through December and maybe aim for giving you guys a report back in January with an aim towards maybe presenting full council in January at the end of January? Does that seem like reasonable or do we have concerns?
I think it's better to take longer and get better quality information. I don't think that this is particularly urgent in terms of we're doing this for our own information to improve our decision making and our ensuring that our process is as informed as possible. So I would say it's better for it to take a few extra months and get more voices included rather than trying to rush through and get it done sooner. So, you know, I feel like if it takes until, you know, February, that's fine with me as a council member if it gets us good information.
Yeah, I was going to say we're entering the holiday, and also it's a closing for a lot of fiscal stuff and grant stuff and whatnot, and I feel like it's going to be too much of a burden on the staff to try to go through these. So I'd rather we push it back a little bit. And in the same voice, there should be a lot of winter celebrations happening. I think that's when we can really put our face forward and say like, hey, we're doing this. This is something to benefit the community, woo-woo, all that stuff. So I'm much more comfortable pushing this back, just like Laura said, to get a better quality of.
Yeah, I appreciate the additional time. That said, we will need to start talking next year's needs assessment and target pretty quickly. Usually we begin that conversation in January or February and finalize it in March, generally sort of at the latest, unless there's sort of other challenges or controversy. Which sometimes happens. But yeah, I think that if we can aim for February, that probably is functional for us.
It sounds like there's an assent for exactly that. Let's take some time, gather good data, keep with the transgender population, we'll support you through that. Thank you, Manuel, for not only your suggestions, but some of the support you offered in regards to getting in contact with folks as well. And Laura, for those direct contacts over at for Trans Life. Is that all, David and Kira? Is there anything more from the needs assessment update, COLA update?
That's all I have.
All right, great. So the next piece, of course, is the next meeting and agenda items. Do we feel like there's any additional agenda items that we'll need to have for the next meeting at all? When is the next meeting date? I should know that off the top of my head, but I don't. Do we need to have a meeting in December, actually?
So that is one of the things that we probably should have put on the agenda. That's my bad.
It is a to be announced because I think the next meeting is like right on the cusp of the holiday, the winter holidays. Yeah.
So we generally don't meet in generally, no committees meet in December, including the full council. But that is not a rule. That is just sort of tradition. If there is time urgent, time sensitive business to be conducted, then very, very occasionally have committees met in December, but it doesn't happen often. Right now would be a good time for you to decide whether you want to meet in December.
So just, I think we're on track to meet December the 7th. At this point, that is that first week, Wednesday. And except for the sort of HCAP report from Stephen Sapano. I'm not aware of any real sort of urgent pieces that are coming up.
I like what David said about if there's something like an emergency type deal or urgent pressing, we would convene. But other than that, I'm a traditionalist myself. I would move that there would be no meeting in December.
Sounds good to me.
Are you shaking your head? Yes, David? All right. And I figured that you'll be okay with that, Manuel.
Here is Triscus tree moved me.
Yeah, and this doesn't have to be a whole,
a thing, yeah.
A sure. Thing, it can just be approved by consensus as long as nobody objects. Then we can just agree to not meet. So sounds like
sure.
No meeting in December.
Right.
Going down. See how the rest of them go.
Yeah. So unless something big comes up, I guess December meeting is out, which means. The next meeting potentially would be January 4th. But right. We'll hear from you guys. Okay, that's the end of the meeting, guys. Thanks a lot. You. Glad all to right, be of service.
Bye. Hey, bye. Kira and David.
Crown, a couple of months, everyone.
Hang out for just one sec. Cool.
Stopped recording the meeting.
Yes. Thank you.